Low THC marijuana, and in particular an oil called Charlotte's Web, has shown promise in helping epilepsy patients whose seizures don't respond to traditional drugs.
30% of patients with epilepsy are considered intractable, and so RAN falls in that category, meaning there's nothing, you know, that works.
That's Holly Mosley. She and her daughter Rayanne were the driving force behind the bill allowing low THC marijuana in Florida. Mosley lobbied her local representative, Fort Walton Beach Republican Matt Gates, to sponsor legislation bringing the treatment to Florida. That process certainly wasn't easy, especially in an election year marked by little legislative action, but it was successful. The bill passed with broad bipartisan support. But developing a system for cultivating, processing, and distributing the marijuana hasn't gone quite so well. The legislature charged the Department of Health with constructing the framework, and from the outset, its proposals have been met with stiff resistance. Last week, a judge threw out many of the department's proposed rules. Speaking at a House organizational session, Gates acknowledged this is a setback.
Yeah, I think that the judge's ruling eviscerates the January 1 deadline to get cannabis licenses out. That's disappointing, but I'd rather measure twice and cut once.
And Florida Medical Cannabis Association lobbyist Ron Watson says the ruling leaves a lot of uncertainty.
So where we find ourselves now is what happens next? Does the department appeal? Does the department try to change the rules under the direction that the judge has given? And or will the legislature get involved again now that Amendment 2 didn't pass, but it got close to 58%?
Amendment 2, which would have instituted a much broader medical marijuana policy, came very close to passing in the last election. And many, including some lawmakers, have spoken about the possibility of the legislature taking action to expand beyond low THC marijuana. But Gates isn't rushing to make any changes.
I think that there is some hope that we can allow the reforms that we passed last year to sink in so that we have an opportunity to analyze the elements that will work and maybe some that would need to be tweaked.
And Holly Mosley is on the same page.
You know, let's put all of our focus into what we have on the table now and make this the best possible system in place.
But even if the legislature stays on the sidelines, it's difficult to tell how close the department is to a workable policy. Ron Watson explains even if revisions were ready right this instant, there are a lot of potential hurdles before patients get treatment.
Time, and then the processes of the 21-day notice and then having to go to CHAPC and then potentially somebody else challenging it. Again, January 1 is going to be difficult.
Mosley understands the path ahead is long and arduous, but she says the most important thing is getting this right.
Of course, we want it as parents. We want it now because we live with our children daily who are suffering. You know, I had to pick Rayan up from school yesterday for seizures. So, I want it now. However, at the same time, have to remind myself that I want it to be done correctly.
The department says it will consider all options that will most expeditiously get this product to market to help families facing serious illnesses. But department officials won't comment on when they'll decide between rewriting the rules or appealing the ruling. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.